Question 1. When you were young, did you see women in STEM roles?
When I was young, I was really fortunate to have the opportunity to read very widely. I loved reading and I liked reading about scientists in the past. And so I was able to see that throughout history, women had made huge impacts in science, like Marie Curie. What a fascinating life. And so it never occurred to me that there were not women in STEM all around me, even though I probably didn't see many women actively working in STEM surrounding me particularly.
Question 2. When you look back at your childhood, what things did you do that helped lead to where you are today?
When I was young, I participated in everything I could that had to do with science. So I took part in our primary school science competitions. I would go along to science days at the university that I found out about, or my parents found out about. I would sometimes just do experiments myself when I was interested in something. And so those things really helped lead to me as a scientist. But other things that I did growing up that helped me where I am today were to just be all-rounded and interested in all sorts of things. So I really, as I said, I really loved reading, and I think that gave me a good understanding of the world, but it also gave me a good understanding of how to write, and that is a huge part of being a scientist. I really loved music and being involved in music and in orchestras, and what I learned about how to work with other people through that is really key to what I do today, which is all about working in research teams with other scientists.
Question 3. What skills did you have as a child that helped you move into the world of STEM?
As a child, I was always really curious and always wanted to understand how things worked. And whenever given the opportunity, I would take apart something to see, you know, the inner workings of it. And so that has really helped me. That curiosity and that desire to learn has really helped me in my career. I think also it is important to have an analytical mind that comes along with questioning things, with wanting to understand and be able to tabulate and gain information and data that is behind the way the world works. That's something that I was always really interested in. And also having a skill and an interest in communicating clearly, both in speaking and in writing, has been really important. They were things that I worked on really hard. I loved writing stories when I was young, and now I have the opportunity to write about the research that we do.
Question 4. Did anyone ever tell you, girls don't do that? How did that make you feel? How did you respond or react? What did you do?
I think I was fortunate when I was growing up because the voices that told me that girls could do anything were far louder than the voices suggesting that girls couldn't do certain things. When I was in high school, I participated in a number of programs where I was in the minority being a girl, but I was always really supported and the other girls around me were great support for me and in some ways gave me a stronger support network because we were the minority. And so that helped really strengthen my resolve that it was important as a girl interested in STEM to continue in that area.
Question 5. What qualities do girls have that are great for a career in STEM?
I think so much of our society relies on science to move it forward. And in order to have truly great science, we need scientists to reflect the entirety of our community. And so that means we need scientists from every ethnic background and socioeconomic background, and girls as well as boys. And having those people who represent the true diversity of the community within STEM means that we will have the most creative and innovative solutions going forward for the community because the scientists represent the community. I think there is often a perception that boys are better at STEM because they are more analytical and less emotional. But in fact, the passion and enthusiasm and connectedness that girls can bring in is really what drives STEM forward. In research, in science, we work in big teams. We're always, you know, interacting and communicating. And so girls are really good at that in general.
Question 6. What advice would you give girls today about a career in STEM?
I think you should definitely go for it. If you're interested in STEM, then it is a great thing to study at university to cement your ability to be a scientist. As a scientist then, with a STEM training, you can have huge impact in any area of the world, even if you choose to then go into finance or into law or into politics, which would be great. Being a scientist and thinking like a scientist is what really underpins the future of our society. A career in STEM specifically is really exciting, and there are great opportunities to have impact and to be doing things that no one has ever done before. So I would advise you to definitely think about pursuing a career in STEM, find out, talk to people about what different opportunities there are, and find out what sort of things scientists do every day. And then there is nothing that will stop you being able to achieve that.
Question 7. Is there an easy activity that girls could do to have an experience in your field?
There are many opportunities for any school students now to be learning about science. There are competitions, which are a great way to do an investigation or a research project. So, for example, the Eureka Awards, which are available for both primary school and high school students, give students a chance to investigate something and then make a video to share what they've learned. The Australian Science Innovations runs a number of activities, and the Curious Minds activity that they run is for high school students, specifically for girls. So it's definitely worth looking on websites of universities, looking at the Australian Science Innovations, and asking your school teachers about whether they know of any activities that you might be involved with.